The Bible says, in Jude 1:20, it says, but you beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
There's a holy faith. There's a faith which we call a holy faith. Say holy faith.
Holy faith.
This particular type of faith is dangerous kind of faith. It is associated with holiness. But how do you reach there? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands toward heaven. Tonight we're here because of you, Jesus. As you prayed in John 17, you said, none of the people that came to me, none of them was lost.
Amen.
So do I pray.
Amen.
May every soul that is here, amen, never get lost.
Amen. Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Sit down. Once again, I'd like to welcome all the diplomats worldwide. Thank you for attending and watching the diplomatic service, which is a program oriented in producing Christian billionaires. The way you are clapping hands is like when God called me, He gave me a command, and I like saying it, and I like to say it again. God said to me, He said, I shall reveal my power through you.
Jesus.
So the primary goal, or the primary reason you see me holding a microphone, is to reveal the power of God.
Oh, yes.
There are some who are called to preach and make others receive Jesus. We praise God for them. It's not everyone who has been called to preach to make people receive Jesus. It's not everyone. Moses was called not to preach to anyone to receive Jesus or to receive God, but Moses was called to take people out of bondage. And Joshua was called to take people from the wilderness to the promised land. So it's not every person who is called for that. There are other people who are watching on the TV, and some of you who are here, you have been called by God just to help the poor. And God told me, He said, I called you to reveal my power. Now, that's it. So I reveal God's power, and I have trained my pastors. When people they are seeing the power, and they are coming to witness the power, I have trained my pastors to lead those people to Christ. Oh, you're not even hearing what I'm trying to say. That's it. So when I am standing here, to reveal the power of God, so that your faith may not be based on human knowledge, but your faith may be based on the power of God, so that you see and fear and say, wow, truly there is God in heaven. Oh, yes. Who knows the secrets and the intents of man.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Oh, yes.
That's it. So when I reveal the power of God, you say, oh my God, I think myself, without even telling to receive Jesus, but just seeing the power of God, you'd be like, oh my God, I need this God. Hallelujah. I'll be teaching you something very new and very amazing. It's an extension of my message called the Rayon. But today, I'll be dealing with Yetzer. Say Yetzer.
Yetzer.
Say the Yetzer anointing.
The Yetzer anointing.
Say it again.
The Yetzer anointing.
Say it again. Say Yetzer.
Yetzer.
Or Yetzer.
Yetzer.
Yetzer is Y-E. You're writing?
Yes, Baba.
Be writing here. Write Y. Are you writing in Hebrew, Greek? You write from this side to the right, going to the left. You Chinese, Shanghai. All right, just write why. Write why. Why? Did you write why?
Yes.
E T S E R. Y E T S E R. Yetza. Say Yetza. Not yes, sir. Mm-mm. Some are writing yes, then sir. Yetza. Say yetza.
Yetza.
Or yetza. Say yetza.
Yetza.
What do we mean when we say yetza? What is yetza? This is a deep secret in the Bible. When you master this deep secret in the Bible, you become a most worthy person on earth and a worthy person in heaven. What you see on earth is a reflection of your true identity in heaven. Oh, some people are like, does this mean? The Bible says, what shall be agreed on earth shall be agreed in heaven. And the Bible says, let thy will be done as it is in heaven. Do you hear that? So in the spirit realm, if you're holy on earth, you're holy in heaven. If you're a sinner on earth, in heaven too, you're a sinner. If you are poor on earth, you're going to finish yourself. Now, and I told you, I said before, I said, to enter heaven is not a thing that we are handling here. We know already, for you to be in church, you gave your life to Christ for the same reason. And nobody here can tell me doesn't know there is hell. Every Christian here knows about hell. We should be preaching over hell and Jesus Christ in countries like Middle East where they don't know Jesus. But not here. Everyone here knows there's Jesus, and everybody knows there's the devil, and everybody knows what is evil and what is good. When I was in Israel, I was like, oh my God, I think we are wasting our time preaching South Africa. There are people who don't literally know Jesus. When I was in India, I was like, well, what are we doing in South Africa? They worship a monkey. Those are the people must convert into Christianity. So you know there is hell. If you're going to go to hell, oh my God, have a good journey. It is your will and your wish. Because you know there is hell. You see knowing I'm doing something evil. And when I see you burning in hell, I'll be like, oh, put some more fire for that person. Because I was spending sleepless nights trying to make him get out of hell, but look where he is now. Even if you don't smile, but if you are still sinning, oh my friend, have a good journey in hell. Some of us, we belong to heaven. Oh, look what your neighbor says, some of us. Look what your neighbor says,
some of us.
Say, hello, hell is not our portion. Say, look how I look. Should I be doing some crazy things deliberately just to go to hell? Say never. So hell or coming to Christ is not our problem. Do you understand? But our problem is going to heaven. Poor. That's our problem. Oh, you didn't hear me. Our problem is not heaven. We're going to do what we can, and we're going to fight hard as much as we can to enter heaven. But our problem is entering heaven poor. Even Abraham will laugh at you. They'll say, I was rich. Isaac, my son, was rich. Jacob, my descendant, was rich. His son, Joseph, was rich. And I'll say, but you say, you believe. He said, ah, look at you. You left to that land, you left to that house. Say, not to me. Say, something has to happen tonight. I really hate people who they've got a problem and behave as if they have none. Oh my God. You are in a dish, you're falling in a dish and you want help. And you behave there, you put your hands like this. And people don't want to remove you out of the pit. And they have released the string where you are. You're in a pit. And they say, hey, hold the string. And you're busy holding your hands like this. Are you serious? Are you serious? You know you have got so much debts. You know how your family is passing through and the situation and how your life is moving to a level of destruction. But when you say pray, just busy looking like this. Are you serious? People who are serious are those when they're given an opportunity to walk out of their trouble, they demonstrate they are really serious to walk out of their trouble. Did you hear that? This is what the Bible says. When Jesus Christ comes, there was a prophecy, and the prophecy was simple. And the prophecy was, he shall become salvation to others, and to others he shall become a stumbling block. I am standing here with the microphone. I'm preaching to you. To some of you, the same message I'm preaching, you're going to perish. And the same message I'm preaching to some of you, you'll be saved out of it. So the thing of the Spirit is either you get blessed of them or you get cursed of them. So you may be in church so many years and everybody's testifying and everybody's getting miracles apart from you. Because you're not serious. I cannot be telling you, preaching the gospel and tell you that God says in 72 hours a big miracle is going to happen and you just go home after saying, I receive. Listen, I don't want you to receive at this moment. I want you to listen. It doesn't make sense. I just tell you that in 72 hours, the miracle is going to happen. I just say, I receive. And you go home and you relax. That's not being serious. When you are serious, when the man of God announces that in 72 hours, a big miracle is going to happen, you begin to show, the man of God said something's going to happen in 72 hours. You begin to pray over it. You wake up in the night and begin to pray over it. Oh, Lord God, you have said in 72 hours, something's going to happen. All you do is to say, I receive, and you go home and say, man, just said in 72 hours, something's going to happen. Come on. God is not a magician. God does not work like a politician. God looks at your heart, not at your face, neither at your problem. He looks at your heart and says, yes, this is a man after my heart. You see, even though you're clapping hands, show that you're not serious, you see? Hallelujah. Amen. Raise up a right hand and say, oh Lord, thank you for making me to be a Christian. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Tonight, in this service, reveal unto me the deep secrets of your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now here we go. There is a level in the spirit. The level which most Christians ever went through, but they didn't know the significance, the importance of that level. Whatever you see today happening in the spirit does not just happen. Every person is a reflection This earth is like a mirror. It reflects what everyone is doing. When you are saved and you have come to Christ, that is not enough. Turn about, that's not enough. I want to show you something. There are several times Jesus Christ dealt with power only on his disciples. And there are several times Jesus Christ dealt with the Holy Spirit on his disciples. At some point in time, Jesus went to his disciples and breathed on them. And he said, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." And the Bible says, "And the eyes of the understanding were opened." Do you understand? And then sometime, Jesus Christ also said, "Do not leave Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Ghost." Do you understand? Do you understand? So the disciples went through levels of the Spirit. To receive the Holy Ghost is not enough. There are levels of the Spirit. That's why I can stand here, and you can sit where you are sitting, and he can sit where he's sitting, and so is him, and so is him. But we can have different levels of operations. Do you understand? We can have different levels of operations. The same Spirit. That's what the Bible says. To some is given the ability to some the ability to, but all of them is given by the same Spirit to profit with all. So the Spirit of God is given, but there is a level that you must undertake. That's why so many Christians, they are wondering, they are praying for prosperity. They don't get it because you don't pray for prosperity when you are not in a particular level. When you get in the Spirit and reach a particular level, when you stand on that level and you pray from that level for prosperity, prosperity locates you. Why? Because only those on that level can pray for prosperity, and prosperity can come into their lives. So I hear you measure. Are you hearing, or you went home, or something happened? Hallelujah. The same with healing. The Bible says, "Those who shall believe in my name, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed." Yes. Do you believe in God's name?
Yes.
But how many can go now to a sick person and pray and for the sick person and see the sick person healed? There are few. I can call now a person on the wheelchair now and say, you say you believe. Pray. You will leave the person the way he came. And you're going to say, "Oh no, God will heal you little by little." But the question is, don't you believe? The answer is, you believe. But why has the miracle failed to happen? It's not because the miracle has failed, but it's because of the level on which you are operating from. There are levels of belief. When Jesus said, "For those who shall believe in my name." Oh, yes. Oh, do you understand that?
Yes.
He didn't just say, "Those who shall believe." No, but "those who shall believe in my name." All right, so the ability is in the name. So when you get a level where you begin to manufacture in the name, oh my God, ishatakape. When you don't even know what's the meaning of "in the name of," nothing can happen. Yes, you have faith, yes. But do you know the meaning of "in the name of"? That's why I've got so many Christians. And Jesus Christ said it. He said it. So when you shall know the truth shall set you free. He never said the truth shall set you free, but when you shall know it. So it's not the truth that shall set you free, but the truth you shall know. So there is something you must know, which must make you free. And when you don't know it, you don't know it. And you can be it, and you can become it. Because in the Spirit, there are levels. And there's a level. And I spoke to you last time about the rayon. I spoke to you about the toshia, the tzarak. I spoke to you about tobe. But there's another level, and I wonder sometimes if you follow these teachings closely. It doesn't make sense to be a Christian of faith like you and be blocked because you don't know. The devil is taking advantage of your ignorance and put so much pressure on you and so much problems on you because he knows you know nothing. It's all about understanding and knowing the deep secrets of the kingdom. The same way you cannot go further at any company or get employed on any company if you don't have the qualification of that particular field, so are the things of the spirit. If you are not qualified for that particular field, if you don't know anything of that particular field, it's difficult to operate. You can't stand and be able to say, come out, demons. You demon, you don't know anything about demons until you know about them. The same way about prosperity. You never become rich and prosper if you know nothing of how to prosper using God. That's why you believe. After believing, you go home and apply your wisdom and you fail. Oh, did you hear that? I live around people who are so much in the physical. Much of the people who surround me are so much in the physical. And trust me, it's just so difficult to operate with the physical people. So just difficult. They'll be arguing. They'll be fighting. They'll be pointing each other fingers. They'll be questioning my moves. They'll be like, well, why is he planning this? Why doesn't he? You see, until when they see, oh, now we know why he was doing this. Physical people. The things of the spirit are not physically motivated. They are spiritually discerned. You don't have to use your faculties of your medulla oblongata. It does not work. That's why the whole world put all the scientists together. Tell them divide the sea. They will never divide it. They can only manage to put maybe a bridge, maybe, but not dividing it. But with the wisdom of God, with the Sophia of God, the wisdom. When Moses came there, he said, do not worry. The Egyptians you see, you shall see them no more. But the question is, how? How, Moses? How shall this thing happen? Hey, he said, oh, come on, relax. He said, be still and know I am God. Now imagine with your situation, the problem that you're passing through and the things you're passing through right now and just all the financial problems and all the spiritual problems and the disease and the sickness, the setbacks, disappointments around you, being told that be still. You will never see God when you are not still, when you're not at peace. When you see all the problems around you, God says be at peace and know I am God. You will never see God when you are stressing. You will never see God when you are being intimidated. You only see he is God when you are still, when you are at peace. You say, the troubles I see today, I shall see them no more. The problems I'm seeing, I shall see them no more. By next week, my story is going to change. I decree and I declare in the name. Look at your neighbor and say, ah, he is talking about you. We're having so many people who are so physical. With the physical decisions. Physical decisions. It does not work. I said, it does not what? It does not. I bet you, it does not work. Put put all the wisdom together. Look at a virgin woman, which is a virgin. Take all the scientists, everyone, bring them together and say, make this woman pregnant without using any injection, without any method, scientific method. Just declare her pregnant. It's impossible. And Mary said, how shall this thing be? For I don't know any man. The angel said, hey, the power of the Holy Ghost. How shall this be? Because I have no qualifications. How shall I get a job? Hey, the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. How shall this be for me to get married? Because I have no any fiancé. The power of the Holy Ghost shall come on you. How shall this be? Because I have no money. The power of the Holy Ghost shall come. So it's not the use of the faculties of your methods of thinking and your methods of operations. But when you understand, I am not a physical man. I told people I'm not a physical man. And I had somebody come and say, oh, Papa, you are not a human being. I said, even you too. When you came to Christ, no one. When you came to Christ, you are no longer human. You are spiritual. Tell your neighbor, I'm spiritual. Because then, according to the law of physics, the quantum physics, and it's just difficult for physical laws to crash on themselves. According to the quantum physics, if you jump, you are supposed to go back down. That's this, according to physics, because you are natural. It has to be in that way because it's in the natural. So the only thing we can do to vice versa the natural is when you move out of the natural, you go into the spiritual. So when you go to the spiritual, when you jump, you can actually continue jumping and going. And the physical law cannot work on you because you are not physical, you are spiritual. The reason why distance, time, speed, all these things are affecting your life is because you are physical. So as long as you are physical, you are supposed to go through process, through time, through speed. But when you go into the spiritual, you don't use the same methods the world uses. You may jump from 1 to Z, from 1 to 100. People may wonder, when did you do this? How did you do this? It's not a physical movement. It is a spiritual law. Oh, I'm talking to somebody who's going to jump from nobody to somebody. Who's going to jump from nanity to celebrity. Wherever you are, receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive.